Last October, it was clear state officials weren't happy with MechLink. The agency was preparing to manage over $200 million in Medicaid funds for the county, but lawmakers were skeptical it could get final approval by the deadline of January 1st. At a presentation by Health and Human Services staff to lawmakers, State Senator Tommy Tucker was particularly unconvinced.
That's interesting about Mecklenburg County. I would like those members of the staff that think Mecklenburg County is ready January 1 to all please stand and will stand, put their careers on the line that's going to happen.
Well, Mr.
No, sir, I'll ask for them to stand, not to speak. I don't see anybody standing up, though.
To back up, this is all part of a very technical state change to how Medicaid funds for mental health services are dispersed. MechLink is the county's answer. To prepare, it spent $3 million and hired 131 workers. But on Monday, the Department of Health and Human Services stripped MechLink of the funds and handed them to another organization. MechLink director Phil Endres says he doesn't understand the decision.
I think that we have made tremendous progress, and I thought we were on a path toward being approved.
When they found out at a public meeting Wednesday, several commissioners cried foul. And last night, Commissioner Bill James said in an email statement, "I wouldn't be surprised to find money and jobs for politicians at the end of this." But Health and Human Services Secretary Al D'Elia told the General Assembly in October he would strip the county of responsibility if it wasn't going to be ready by the deadline.
We will be prepared should they not succeed in meeting those milestones and being able to go live. We will be prepared as a department to assign Mecklenburg to another MCO region.
After two more inadequate reports from a state consulting company, the secretary decided on December 31st that Cardinal Innovations will take over the Medicaid funds. Formerly known as PBH, Cardinal is the state's oldest managed care organization. But the fight's not over. County manager Harry Jones says the county is appealing to the McCrory administration to overturn the decision. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.